USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He made the announcement from the White House. She spoke of the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I will be mindful of who came before me. The flag of the United States is still flying at half staff in memory of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to mark the end of a great American life. Justice Ginsburg began her career at a time when women were not welcome in the legal profession. But she not only broke glass ceilings, she smashed them. For that, she has won the admiration of women across the country and indeed all over the world. Particularly poignant to me was her long and deep friendship with Justice Antonin Scalia, my own mentor.
She meant to say poignant. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
1 million is a terrible number, and I think we need to reflect on that.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization speaking about the world's death toll from COVID-19. It's another grim milestone as the U.S. has reached 200,000 deaths from the virus only a few days ago. According to Johns Hopkins University, the United States also now has 7 million confirmed cases. While the vaccine is considered crucial to flattening the curve, the WHO's Bruce Aylward says it's vital people realize the tools exist to contain it.
If we start thinking about it as a function of the vaccine, people will unnecessarily and unacceptably die as we wait for a vaccine.
Demonstrations continue in Louisville, Kentucky, calling for justice for Breonna Taylor. Taylor's family is demanding the release of all body camera footage, police files, and the transcripts of the grand jury hearings that led to no charges against the police officers who killed Taylor during a raid at her apartment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another college athletic conference is moving forward with football this season. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Pac-12 will be back in the football business starting in November. Pac-12 teams will play a 7-game conference-only regular season schedule, followed by a conference championship game on December 19th at the home stadium of the divisional champion with the best record. No fans will be permitted all season. The plan was hammered out at a meeting of Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. The Pac-12 initially announced on August 11th it would not play any football this year because of lingering medical questions about COVID-19. By going ahead, the Pac-12 becomes the fifth Power 5 conference to play this fall. The Atlantic Coast Conference, Big 12, and SEC all previously announced plans to play in 2020. The Big Ten initially decided not to play this fall, but reversed itself last week after the conference was able to secure the ability to rapid testing daily. The Big Ten resumes on October 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Even though they've confessed to a crime, two brothers will not go to jail, as we hear from USA's Kenneth Burns.
Two Amish brothers in Missouri who fessed up to having sex with their 12-year-old sister and getting her pregnant managed to avoid jail time. The Webster County Citizen reports the brothers copped a plea for 15 years in prison, all of which were suspended to keep them out of jail. The county prosecutor said the boys would have been eaten alive behind bars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.